The French drink wine, the English tea, the Yankee gulps his hot black coffee. The child drinks milk 9 times a day, the Scotsman sips his whiskey toddy.
You can keep your wine and keep your tea, may curse on him that gives me coffee. I'll a porter if I may, it makes me feel content and happy.
Porter back down the Valhalla, the gentry have their egg and livers. Water is all right in tea, for fish and things that swim in rivers.
The poor man and the beggar too, the poet in the corner thinking, if they had money enough to spend, it's fine, so porter may be
the gentry have their egg and livers. Water is all right in tea, for fish and things that swim in rivers.
The miser owes his stores his gold, the bee collects the summer honey. When the miser's dead and cold,
someone else will kiss his money.
Order back on the gala, the gentry have their egg and livers. Water is all right in tea, for fish and things that swim in rivers.
Some go in for counting beads, more go in for chasing women. The scholar stays at home and reads,
you mean and us with porter women.
Porter back on the Valhalla, the gentry have their egg and livers. Water is all right in tay, for fish and things that swim in rivers. Porter back on the Valhalla, the gentry have their egg and livers. Water is all right in tay, for fish and things that swim in rivers.
I like leprechauns.
We are drunk on liberty.
Liberty, this is Ryan James and Renee coming to you live from Liberty Lounge.
What up, drugs? Welcome to Drunk on Liberty, episode 82. This is the special St. Patty's Day edition.
Woo-hoo!
What did the people hear there at the beginning? It was by the Clancy Brothers.
Yes.
It's called Water is All Right in Tay. I guess. I don't know.
Indeed.
Head on over to drunkonliberty.com. You can drunk dial us, 623-505-6375. Leave us that drunken message.
Yep.
You can email us, drunkonliberty@gmail.com.
You can also go to the Facebook page and click the like button, as well as the Twitter.
You can follow us.
And you can also go over to the G+.
No, you can't.
When you go to the website, you can click the donate button and donate some money or Bitcoin. But if you would like to get something out of it, you can also hit the Amazon banner and go buy some shit for yourself.
We are starving. We need
dogs
help.
And animals.
We need help.
Just think of that commercial with all the little pets starving and their big eyes and they need help.
You can
That's
also
us.
Get yourself some Drunk on Liberty koozies.
There you go.
Buy them on drunkonliberty.com.
Oh, yes, this part.
Say it in your sexy woman voice.
No, I'm not.
Do it.
No, I'm not. You do it.
When you go to drunkonliberty.com, you can click the shit out of that fleshlight banner. Get yourself something fun to play with.
You can also have some tasty treats with the Stateless Sweets little popper ropper right there.
And Adam and Eve. So, it's St. Patty's Day.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Wear your green. Hope you don't get pinched. Kiss somebody who's Irish.
So, we want to read a little something about
what actually St. Patrick's Day is. Does that sound like a good idea?
St. Patrick's Day, or the Feast of St. Patrick. It's a cultural and religious holiday celebrated on March 17th, which is today. It is named after Saint Patrick, of course, born in the year 385, the most commonly recognized of the patron saints of Ireland. St. Patrick's Day was made an official Christian feast day in the early 17th century and is observed by the Catholic Church, the Anglican Communion, the Eastern Orthodox Church, and Lutheran Church. The day commemorates St. Patrick and the arrival of Christianity in Ireland, as well as celebrating the heritage and culture of the Irish in general. Celebrations generally involve public parades and festivals, and the wearing of green attire or shamrocks. Christians also attend church services, and the Lenten restrictions on eating and drinking alcohol are lifted for the day, which has encouraged and propagated the holiday's tradition of alcohol consumption.
Oh, so that basically means just because a lot of time people give up stuff for Lent. Like if you give up alcohol, apparently on St. Patrick's Day, you can eat or drink whatever you want.
All restrictions are lifted.
Oh, that's why everyone's wasted.
St. Patrick's Day is a public holiday in the Republic of Ireland, Northern Ireland, Newfoundland, and Labrador and Montserrat. It is also widely celebrated by the Irish diaspora around the world, especially in Britain, Canada, the United States, Argentina, Australia, and New Zealand. What's the whole deal with the
leprechauns?
The Scotty Irish.
Scots Irish?
Yeah, what is that? I don't even understand what that
is. I don't know. The thing behind it, they're just a combination of both. Because I think Scotland's right beside Ireland.
Okay.
I don't know. Good question. I can't answer it.
Well, there you go. There's your little history of where St. Patrick's Day came from. So it's all very religious. I didn't know it was that religious.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it was a little religious.
Oh, well, it's called St. Patrick's
Day. That part I knew. That's what I was talking about.
Well, it had to have some kind of religious if they call it that. So.
Yeah, I think everything has a history of religion involved in it.
Like Valentine's Day, isn't it? Like I think that's based on St. Valentine.
Well, Valentine's Day, I think, is something else. It's like a massacre day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it comes from something else. I can't remember what it was called.
I thought the card company just invented it.
No. It comes from something.
Oh, well,
horrible.
I'm not going to worry about it right now.
It comes
now.
From something bad. But it may have been like a religious thing. A religious slaughter.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Alrighty. Well, we got a good show for you tonight. We have Ryan James are not here.
Oh, my gosh. What are you doing?
You know how, like, hosts on shows always, like, say, like, after they do their monologue, they are always, like,
I like leprechauns.
We have a good show for y'all tonight. So-and-so will be here. And
I'm wasted.
So it's just trying to be funny. Never mind.
Good job.
I was.
Well, the other day, I was driving down the road. I was coming home from work. And there was this little red car that got in front of me. And they had all kinds of awesome bumper stickers and whatnot all over the back of their car. Like, I am libertarian, you know, Ron Paul stuff, libertarians of rock, I don't know. All kinds of just crazy shit. And I started thinking, like, how? So, like, if I was to, you know, pull past them, what would I do to, like, you know, I want to represent, you know, the liberty-minded. And, like, all I could think of is maybe honk and throw a thumbs up. I don't know. So I was thinking we need like, libertarian gang symbols so we can represent. Throw your hands up.
Oh, you're part of that.
And flash your gang symbols so we know, yeah, there's a fellow libertarian, liberty-minded person. So what would it be? I need something.
I don't know. Let me think. A circle. Like you put your one hand into a circle.
And then stick your other finger through it?
No. And like then you banging? Put the peace sign between.
I don't know. It's weird.
Well, you asked and that's what I thought of. I like leprechauns. Yes, that's what. I had my, I said, put your fingers in a hole and make the peace sign.
So, the other day, we found a random CD.
Oh, yeah. That's
on
funny.
On the ground.
And I didn't really want you to pick it up, but we did anyways.
I wanted to pick it up. I wanted to hear what was on it. It was just a burnt CD.
And what was on it that we put in?
Crazy Spanish music.
Oh, it was jamming. It was hot.
I wonder if that's picking up.
No, I don't think so. There's an ice cream truck that just went down the road.
This is what the CD sounded like, basically.
Only 12 songs of this.
Every song of this.
It was quite amusing, especially after you've been drinking.
Who was drinking?
Who else? You. And Fred Durst.
So apparently the U.S. federal government, the cuntopoly, has given some of your tax money to Facebook. Yes, that's right. $429 million worth of tax money. Apparently. Yes. The lunacy in Washington continues. While Facebook raked in $1.1 billion in pre-tax profits from U.S. operations last year, Washington told them not to worry about paying taxes on it. That would be fine. I don't think anybody should have to pay taxes because taxation is just legalized theft anyway. But, as a matter of fact, instead of paying taxes, the federal government handed them a check for $429 million in tax refunds. And at the same time, the big boys like Facebook are bringing in huge piles of cash with zero taxes, while hardworking Americans like you and I are paying tax rates of 15%, 28%, even 35%, all to the tune of about $1.1 trillion each year.
Whoa.
I'm reading this from Freedom's Phoenix. I don't know about you, but it makes me hot under the collar when a multi-billion dollar company like Facebook, making over $1.1 billion a year, is coddled by Washington and given free money for an accounting trick on employee stock options. Oh yeah, and just to rub a little salt in the wound, Facebook's COO, Sheryl Sandberg, happily announced that her company ended the year with a total of $5.8 billion in net tax loss carryforwards from compensating employees with billions in stock. That means Facebook's accounting trick, authorized by power brokers in Washington, will help them avoid paying any taxes for the next 5 years. Once again, I don't see that as a big deal. Nobody should be paying taxes.
Because look where it's going to. It's stupid people like
but it's
Facebook.
It's just theft. That's all it is. It's just legalized theft.
Because if you asked me, would I want to give money to them? I'd say, no. Right? Would you give money to Facebook if they were like, if they were not taking it, but wanted you to donate to them?
If they were providing some service that I would like, and I would pay for my service.
Okay. Like
but
any
I'm
normal
saying,
person or company would need
right,
to do. Okay.
In a normal marketplace where people, like you go to Walmart, you give money to Walmart for things that you want from Walmart because Walmart's willing to take the money for said item. That's how a real voluntary market works. That's what you do.
Hmm.
You don't get jacked from your paycheck by the government, and then they give that money to whoever the hell they feel like giving that money to.
Like Facebook, because they fucking need it.
Or anyone. Whatever. They give it to all the companies that make things go boom.
That too.
So, and then they drop those things that go boom onto children and women. And it's from the money they steal from your paycheck.
I have a question. Because everyone always says, oh, women and children. Well, why do we care so much about women? We drop because sometimes of those women are dropping bombs on other women. That kind of bothers me. When people feel bad for women and children, they categorize children and women together when I don't see that a woman is the same as a child. I don't know.
What?
All right. Like, for instance, like you just said, they're dropping bombs on women and children. Yes. And people are supposed to feel bad about that. But I don't understand why they'd feel bad about a woman over a man. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Maybe I'm not explaining myself right.
I say women and children because that gets more of shock value.
Yes,
when
so,
you
but
talk about
my
it.
Thing
That's
is, why are
I
people
do.
Shocked about women? Because if you think about it nowadays, now that saying came about when women weren't in workplaces or weren't in the military, but now we are. So women are dropping bombs on other women. So I don't think that should be a saying. Maybe children still, because children aren't able to be in, well, in the U.S. at least. I mean, other countries than Africa, they have children in their militias, but. I don't know. It's a shock value. I get what you're saying, but I don't know why they use that anymore.
I think it's more than that because women are what bring life into this world as well.
So you're looking at it as that way, I guess. Whereas yeah. I'm just seeing it as a
where
people were using it as.
If all the women were killed off, then eventually the human race would cease to exist. Once the
men. So is that why when the Titanic sank, they decided that women and children go first?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's always women and children. That's just always the saying.
I just feel like it makes women feel helpless when they say that. But
it's
I'm not saying that. I know.
It's not because of that, though. I would never think of it like that. I always think it's because they're the ones that, like...
Have
how
babies.
Else? How else are you gonna keep the human race going? Men can't have babies
yet.
Yet.
Once they can, then we're screwed. Women
Where
are
screwed.
Where
would it come out of?
They could just have a C-section every single time.
And then, what? Get all kinds of. I have a scar.
They're very little now. Scars are super little now.
I don't know. I don't know anything about
They're called
that.
Bikini lines. So, like, they put it so low that it's, like, where your underwear fall on.
But
so
I don't
you
wear bikinis. Men don't wear bikinis.
So, it'd be, like, your boxers. It'd be under your boxers.
Boxer line?
Yes, so that no one would be able to see. But they call it for women. It's, like, the bikini cut.
Can they make... Is there a way that you could just shove it out your ass? That'd be a big
No,
poop.
I don't think you'd want that either.
Big baby poop?
I don't know. That would be horrible.
I don't want to drop a big baby poop.
Fuck you, beer.
Anyway, so like you said, Nate Dogg died recently. Friday was the date, March 15th, I think. And it was actually 2011, so it wasn't.
Oh,
it's been
two years. Okay.
But he died in Long Beach, California, apparently because he had complications from multiple strokes.
He was only like 40 something, wasn't he?
He was 42? Born in 69, so I don't know.
42, 40. Oh.
So 69 to 2011, I don't
42,
know.
42, I think.
So, anyways, I guess he had multiple strokes, and that's what caused him to die.
Yeah. It's sad. He's, I like his,
songs.
When he's on, like, the chorus, he has, like, this voice for, you know, chorus parts of songs.
Yeah.
Anyways.
All right. Anything else you want to chat about?
You got some booze news?
I always got some booze news. What are you talking about? All right. First one. Red wine pill. Like drinking 100 glasses a day. The good news is red wine can cure cancer. Really, the bad news is you need to drink 100 glasses a day.
Oh, geez.
While David Sinclair doesn't recommend that.
You're close to that.
His work has shown red wine can have health benefits after all, and if things according to plan, they'll be available in red wine pill. The Australian biologist said an international study published Friday in the journal Science had settled a controversy over whether a natural compound found in red wine could fight cancer, Alzheimer's, and type 2 diabetes. 10 years ago, scientists found resveratrol. It's that compound.
Resveratrol.
Resveratrol? Is that what it is?
Probably.
Yes. Could activate a certain protein known to combat age-related diseases. But the claim was disputed because the reaction could only be observed with a fluorescent chemical known as fluoronephrone was present.
Allegedly.
That's all those fucking elements.
You're good at reading these words.
Shut up.
You are. I said you're good.
Yeah, you're being sarcastic.
I don't care about any of that.
Sinclair, who shares his time between Harvard and the University of NSW, said fluorophore mimic greasy amino acids that exist naturally in the body. It's as we thought, resveratrol. Really does turn on this anti-aging enzyme. Oh. It's more elegant and exciting than just mopping up free radicals. Mm. It's activating our body's tasty genetic defenses against aging and diseases. So I guess this resveratrol. Guess it could be a cure for cancer as well as aging.
Resveratrol is.
Yes.
I knew it was a hardcore antioxidant.
Yes.
I was reading that was one of the things that protects your skin from the sun.
Well, yeah, it's anti-aging, so in the sun would age you. So yeah, you're right. It would. That makes sense.
There you go.
Okay.
But what's the significance of the red wine pill, though? I thought that's what.
I guess what they're saying is they're going to make a pill that would do the same as if you drank 100 glasses of wine, but only the taking out the part of wine that's actually helping. I don't think you get drunk from it. You know what
so
I mean?
So something else that's not resveratrol.
Yeah. Well, no, resveratrol is in wine, I guess.
Okay.
So they're going to take that out. I don't know. And then
resveratrol in pill form has been around for
okay,
a while,
then so. I don't know. It's something else that's in there that helps. It combined, I don't fucking know, but they're making a pill. That's all I know.
A pill.
Okay, moving on. You ready for some spaghetti? Okay, or not. American drinking is on the rise, of course. According to the study, Special Trends in Alcohol Skanks Beverage Report of 2013, research, the adult beverage industry says growth in 2012 despite economic decline.
Fuck you, Bear.
So, which makes sense. So if you're a bar owner, you will always be in business.
Then fuck you, Bear.
Different trends support the continuing theory that drinking is becoming more and more a part of American culture and often including with food and social activities. The total volume of adult beverages grew from 1% to 7.7 billion gallons and by 3.6% in dollars, coming to just under $200 billion.
And a volume of alcohol.
Oh my goodness.
Women of about 0.75.
So essentially, what this article is saying that even though the economy has kind of been going down, the alcohol has been going up.
In America.
Yes. That doesn't surprise me because people drink when they're happy and people drink when they're sad. So it's
We've read a few stories where craft beer sales are like on the up and up. So that's part of it too, I'm sure. A lot of people are switching over to craft beer.
A lot of people are just drinking.
That too.
The next booze news I have is Celeb Beer Watch. Iron Maiden serves up a brew. 3 decades after giving the world the number of the beast, Iron Maiden is posed to release the latest work, and it's a beer. That's the latest from the Metal Injection website.
Does it say what their beer is going to be called?
Whose bands and booze select makes it uniquely qualified to present such news. I'm sure it does, but I haven't gotten there yet. I believe it's going to be called The Trooper. Is it the band's going to
call
it?
Is it an ale?
It is. I'm not sure. It seems
or is
there
going to be a line of a bunch of beers, of different types of beers? Or?
I think eventually, but I think it's just coming out this one for right now.
Okay.
And I do not see what type of beer it is. It just says the Trooper.
Iron Maiden.
So, yep. That's it. And it will be, I think it has 6.6. Oh, they did it funny. It would have 6.66% alcohol.
Oh, nice.
So,
and it's an ale?
I'm assuming then, yeah. It'd have to be. All right. So that is the biz news for that bar. Oh, it's an ale. It says right there. What am I saying? It's a freaking ale. Right in front of my face.
Wow.
I'm weird. So I do have a weird person here for the Drunk of the Week. You ready
drunk
for this?
Drunk of the Week.
Since it is spring break around most parts, here is a spring break Drunk of the Week. Heather Beaver, what a name.
Oh,
allegedly.
My gosh. Wait a minute.
What?
Her name is Beaver?
Yes.
Her last name is Beaver.
Yes. What?
It's a flap flop.
Okay, anyways. Heather Beaver.
I love vaginas.
Allegedly
I
fired
vaginas.
18 shots during spring break motel rage in Florida. Once
I'm
again,
wasted.
It's in Florida. Turns out spring break shots can get you arrested. Not meaning the shots that you drink. Georgia native Heather Beaver, who's 21, allegedly went ballistic on her boyfriend during a spring break trip in Daytona Beach, Florida this week, firing 18 rounds from his handgun in their motel room. Why he had a handgun? I don't know. West reports that Beaver got into a fight with her boyfriend at a biker bar during bike week on Wednesday, then returned to her motel alone. There, she allegedly threatened suicide and grabbed his gun, firing it 18 times.
Oh, shit.
It says, you had a young lady who clearly was out of control with probably over 30 rounds of ammunition in that room, with the walls that are paper thin, with people on the beach, people on the street. Da, da, da. I mean, she could have come out and charged anyone. This is the police talking to him.
Really?
Cops used 18 canister tear gas to subdue the combative woman because say she fired more shots in the room when they arrived.
Yes.
She eventually surrendered and was arrested. She'd been drinking all day and was distraught all the way to her jail cell. Investigators told Daytona Beach that Beaver was angry with her boyfriend because he cheated on her.
Great.
She faces a host of charges, including attempted murder of an officer.
Well, there you go, Beaver. You are the drunk of the week.
Aren't you proud? She's probably so proud of herself.
Said she had been drinking all day, and then she shot the dude. Alcohol is a hell of a drug. Damn.
But it's illegal.
I thought you said illegal.
Mm-mm. Legal. All right, ready? Ready for this? Seattle bar bans Google Glasses. Threatens rear kickings for violators. So kicking
they're not even
ass.
Technically out. Like only certain people have them, and it's like people who were allowed to, you know, test them. It's like the first testing round.
Yeah,
are the only people that have them right now.
A Seattle bar dive just deems that Google Glasses will not be allowed inside its building.
Oh, my God.
Here's what Five Point Cafe posted on its Facebook page last week. For the record, the Five Point is the first Seattle business to ban in advance Google Glasses, and an ass kicking will be encouraged for violators. That's in part because of the culture of the bar. Five Point owner David Marone told Todd Bishop of Greek Wire, he says it's sometimes a seedy and maybe notorious place.
Well, they in the marketplace, they should be allowed to do that. But I think it's really silly, and I think people should possibly boycott or not go, whatever term you want to use for that. But to try and get them to change their ways, because that's silly. Like, for what reason?
It doesn't say. It just says because the way, I guess, the people that go there bar, that's all it said. But I guess they really don't need a reason. If they just don't want them there, they just don't want them there. So, whatever. All right. The next story I have here is what colored food does to your poop.
Hey, don't be racist. What are you talking about, the coloreds?
Ew, that's gross. I had a picture
of poop. Racist. Colored.
Those without a strong stomach should look away now.
Oh, shit.
When Gabriel Morris set to wondering what different foods do to his body, he naturally wondered how different items affect the color of his poop. Here are the results. Morris has only just kicked off the project called Colorful Shit, and so far has three data points. Pictured below is the result of an experiment which saw him eat 3.5 kilograms of Fruit Loops in 30 hours. The resulting poop is very, very unnaturally green. Literally, there is a picture of poop on here. And it's like green. It's gross.
Awesome.
He also tried eating 4.5 kilograms of beetroot in 36 hours and 4 kilograms of sweet corn in 36 hours. The results are, as you'd expect, really very red and yellow, respectively.
Was the one very corny?
Yeah. Ew, beetroot is like red. Ew, wow. My God, it's disgusting.
Who is this and why did he do this?
He was just curious of like...
Is he a scientist?
No, he's just a man.
A dude who likes pooping.
And there he has his poop right there and it's gross.
He took pictures.
Yes.
Awesome.
And put it next to what he ate.
What is this? Is this on Gizmodo?
Yeah, it's on Gizmodo.
Awesome.
Gross. Ugh. All right, and really another one, Brave Before the Beer Review, is the most searched terms in porn by country and state.
Ooh.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Porn, my God.
Okay. So,
wait,
California.
Background.
Or I'm sorry. Let me do... Surprise. Everyone loves to look at porn on the internet. Okay, that's not exactly a surprise. What is a little bit interesting is just how different our tastes for porn can be. So, regional influencers are obvious in everyday life. Some people eat rice. Some people eat bread. Some people eat noodles. Some people like differently. Whatever. So, I'm going to go through. So, New York. Number one thing that was searched for porn in New York is college. Number 10 is straight gay, is what it says. Straight, and then in parentheses, gay.
Just if you see any...
Yeah. California,
crazy
number
ones.
One is Asian. Texas is... Number one is teen.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Florida is... Number one is also teen. And...
Any crazy ones in any of the lists is what I'm...
MILF is one, and also in Florida.
It's not that crazy.
Alaska says, and I'm not going to say this right, but compilitation? Compilitation?
Damn it. Huh?
Compilitation, never mind. Finland is, number one is called mature. Number 10 is pussy.
Okay.
But those are all the ones that they have popped up. I'm not going to look through every state.
There's no crazy ones.
Not really. Teen is... Pretty much massages, a lot of them are the same. Like, a lot of the top 10 within each place is, like, the same. They're just a different number.
I love vaginas.
So,
and, yeah. And then there's no, like, pedophilia type?
Uh-uh.
No, like, I don't know what they would say. Preteen, I guess?
No, it just says teen is that one.
I'm Ford. A pedophile.
Yeah. Oh, one has granny.
Just edit that shit out.
Granny.
Granny Ooh. Is number two in Finland.
Oh.
That one's kind of gross.
Any animals? Bestiality.
No, I did not see that. Nope. All right. So that was it. You ready for some beer?
I am ready for some beer.
All right. Our beer of choice
what
is
are you
tasty.
Doing?
Sorry, I forgot about that. I was
talking all over the drops. Intros.
Well, you're playing the drops while I'm talking.
We always play the music as an intro. All
right, so our beer of choice tonight is...
St. Patty's Day.
O'Reilly's IPA.
Widmer Brothers Brewing.
And it is, I don't know what percent alcohol it is, because it doesn't say on the front.
I have the beer
advocate.
Okay,
you tell me then.
And... Let's see, it's 6.4% alcohol. It's an American IPA. 50 IBUs, so that's pretty low. Shouldn't be too bitter. And we should make it green.
All right, well, it is green on the outside.
Yeah, the green bottle, because it's all Irish-y. All
right, I'm ready to pop it like it's hot.
O'Reilly's Rotator IPA is what it is. By Widmer Brothers. You cracked it. Now pour it. And make it green.
It smells hoppier than it is. It smells pretty hoppy.
What?
All right, I'm ready to try it. You ready?
Try it. Let me give the scores here. Beer Advocate gives it an 85. The Bros give it an 89. So overall, very decent. Looking forward to trying this. You tried it?
It is delicious.
Mmm. Oh, yeah. I like that.
It's good. It's like, I don't know, fresh tasting? What do you say?
I don't know. Tastes a little bit like maybe there's some cannabis up in there. Brewed with cannabis leaves. I don't know.
It does taste weird.
It's good. I like it. It's out of Widmer Brothers Brewing Company is out of Oregon.
Mmm, tasty.
Yeah.
I put a little Irish in ya.
It is good. I very much enjoy it.
It makes you see leprechauns after so many that you drink of it.
Is that what it says?
That's what I'm saying it's going to say. And then you're going to chase after them to find their pot of gold.
Oh boy, you got some news?
I got a lot of news. But none with leprechauns, sadly. Oh, what is that?
Live from the Liberty Lounge! That's what she said!
Alright, first story is Florida police gunned down disabled man threatening to kill him with gasoline.
Oh, wonderful. Those cops are awesome.
Oh, it's Florida.
They're such great guys.
Two officers in Florida have been placed on leave and a family is demanding...
Placed on paid leave?
Say paid, but probably. It is. Answers after a suicidal man was shot and killed by police over the weekend. The mother of the 43-year-old Arthur Dixon Jr., called St. Petersburg police on Sunday evening because he doused himself with gasoline and threatened to take his own life. Neighbor Ray Watt told the Tampa Bay Times that he went into Dixon's home and found the man soaked with gasoline and smoking a cigarette. Watt said that he mopped up the gasoline and took the cigarette, but police told him to leave after they arrived. St. Petersburg police spokesman Mike Poot said that Dixon had been belligerent and threatening when officers tried to negotiate with him. At around 7:30 p.m., the suicidal man allegedly ran at officers Devin Jones and Curtis Wright with scissors while they were stationed at the back of the house. Both officers opened fire, hitting Dixon in the torso multiple times. He was transported to Bayfront Medical Center and pronounced dead at around 10 p.m.
Great.
Well, so he was trying to kill himself anyway?
Yeah.
But then the cops who are there... supposedly to protect and serve, they just killed him, right?
Yep.
But he was charging at them.
Yes.
With scissors.
With scissors.
Okay. Maybe you could shoot him in the leg and he wouldn't charge at you anymore. And then you would also stop him from killing himself, probably. Maybe that would work a little better. I don't know. Sounds legit to me. But it doesn't really matter because... it's not like they're going to be held accountable for anything that they do.
Of course not.
Because they are the cunt-opoly.
And one of the, I guess, the spokesman for the officer says that scissors are a deadly weapon.
Oh, they can be. Better watch out. Snip it.
Especially if you have scissors and someone else has a gun, I don't know. Scissors might win
that. Yeah, I'm pulling for that dude.
God.
I put my money on the scissors.
Yeah, right.
Over the gun. And then I will lose that money.
Because obviously a gun will attack a lot quicker than scissors. Stupid.
Oh, shit.
All right. Canada and Mexico brawling might have been the best moment of the World Baseball Classic. Oh, geez. That just happened, didn't it?
Yes.
It wasn't shaping up as a... particularly eventful World Baseball Classic game. Canada was having its way with Mexico, leading 9-3 in the ninth inning. But apparently some bad blood festered during an otherwise routine win, and Mexico pitcher Arnold Leon took it out on Canadian Pete Orr. The Canadians did not take kindly to this. The result? The brawl, one of the more intense on a baseball field where we've ever seen, drew rave reviews for fans and MLB players with teammates involved. So essentially, like, they had this huge fight in the middle of the field during the baseball classic with Canada and Mexico.
Yeah, I think a certain player told the pitcher for the same team to throw at another guy for whatever reason.
Yeah,
he threw a couple times and didn't hit him, and then the third time he threw at him, he did hit him, and so then everybody just
attacked.
Went crazy.
Yeah, so it was just crazy. Crazy.
It happens sometimes in baseball. It's always fun to watch, but...
it happens all the time in hockey.
It's silly.
What's the big deal?
I'm just saying, the whole point of it's silly. Just play the damn game. But it's fun to watch.
All right, next big news is Cardinals pick Bergoglio, and I'm probably saying his name wrong, who will be Pope Francis.
Oh, yeah. You said Cardinals. I thought you were talking about football or baseball. I don't know.
Vatican City with a puff of white smoke from the chimney of the Sistine Chapel.
Oh, it was a poop. He took a big poop?
No.
And then it puffed out?
No. and the cheers of thousands of rain-soaked faithful.
A new poop.
A gathering of Catholic cardinals picked a new pope
Francis.
From among their mists on Wednesday, choosing the cardinal from Argentina, the first South American to lead the church.
He's a poopy pope.
The new pope, Jorge Mario Bergoglio. I don't know.
Oh, he's American.
Bergoglio.
South American.
Will be called Francis. The 266th
Frank.
Pontiff of the Roman Catholic Church. He is also the first non-European pope in more than 1,200 years. And he's the first member first of the American. Jesus Order to lead the church. He is 76 years old. And he has been the Archbishop of Buenos Aires.
Is he about... He's 76?
Yeah, they die as... most of the popes just die.
That's what I'm saying. So they... Is this normal?
Yes.
Like a normal age to become pope? Is old as fuck?
Yeah.
I did not know that. I don't pay attention to poopy popes.
So apparently, he inherits a church wrestling with an array of challenges that intensifies during his predecessor's Benedict.
How many little boys does he get to touch?
Oh, we don't know. All right, so anyways.
End of story.
Pope Francis is the new one. And he's 76.
Poopy Pope Frank.
Okay, Chinese farm confesses to dumping thousands of dead pigs into a river.
I heard about these pigs being... They were... somebody saw them floating, and there was, hundreds of them just floating. I didn't know really what had happened. I don't know
why. Well, it says over the past few days, China has been pulling thousands of dead pigs out of the Hongpu River.
Why don't they cook them?
Shanghai, Hongpu River.
Who was throwing them in
there? Well, they're probably diseased now. You can't fucking eat that shit.
Why were they throwing them in there in the first place?
I don't know. Let's find out. Bloomsbury reports that a farm in the Shanghai province has finally claimed responsibility. The horrifying images were only made worse by the fact that the river is a source of drinking water for locals. One merchant claims that a crackdown on the sale of dead pigs forced pig farmers to dump them into the river.
Bacon water.
So what happened is, I guess, dead pigs, you could sell them, but then now they have this new crackdown that you're not allowed to, so they just threw in the river instead of...
Why would you not just cook them and make bacon? That's a ton of waste of bacon there.
So the good news may be that fewer dead pigs are getting into the food supply, but the bad news is that it used to be very common. Regardless, another reason if you need one to avoid processed pork in China. Yuck. That's just gross. So they're pouring the drinking water out there.
I don't know why they wouldn't just cook them and make the bacon.
Maybe they were diseased or something and they couldn't sell them, but why wouldn't they just burn them, burn them in a fire instead of freaking put them in rivers?
But did it say they were diseased? And that's
I don't know, just the dead pigs.
Why would you put diseased pigs into drinking water?
I don't fucking know. But I got a good story next. It's good. Are you ready? It's better than the fucking pig story.
Are you?
You ready for some spaghetti?
This is about spaghetti.
Researchers developed zombie cells that can increase performance after death.
Oh, shit.
Albuquerque, New Mexico. Researchers have developed minimum zombie cells that can actually function more effectively after dying. Oh, my goodness. By replicating a near-perfect version of a living cell, University of New Mexico researchers have created cells that not only look identical, but are also more amped to survival adverse conditions than living organisms they were modeled after. Oh my goodness. So the Sandia National Laboratories researchers along the University of New Mexico create the cells by placing free-floating mammal cells into a petri dish and coating them with a acid solution. For reasons that the study says are still particularly unclear, the acid enters the embalms every organelle in the cell. Anyways, Research Brian S. and Dusty Science provides what could be the first ever scientific distinction made between a mummy and a zombie cell. Our zombie cells bridge chemistry and biology to create forms that not only nearly perfectly resemble their past selves, but can do future work.
So the show, The Walking Dead, it's coming?
Yes. Basically. But only these zombies are actually a little bit more conscious because they can do work. So it's saying. Wow.
But it's just the cell at the cell level now.
It's just the cell level.
But who knows what that could become.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
We better lock our doors and get our... Oh, we have a zombie killing kit. We're good.
We do. I got a machete.
We're good. Well, yeah. I need a bow and arrow. So.
We do need a bow and arrow. Need to be like...
Daryl. Who is the guy from Boondock Saints, if not everyone knew that?
Everyone knows that.
Well, I liked him before.
Hey, that's a good Irish movie. Boondock Saints.
I know. Do you want to know this drinking game I used to play when I was younger?
What?
With that movie. So when I was in college, I used to play this drinking game with a bunch of my friends. And it was every time we watched that movie on St. Patrick's Day. It was like pre-gaming. Well, it was more than pre-gaming because by the time you were drunk. Every time they said the F word. In that movie, you had to take a drink.
They say it a lot.
Uh-huh. That's what I'm saying. So that was our drinking game for St. Patrick's Day. It was quite amusing.
Fuck you, beer!
We'd always play
Fuck
that.
You, beer!
Usually before we go out, but if not, we would just play it anyways.
People should play that drinking game when they listen to our podcast. Because we say the whole fucking federal government doesn't make any goddamn sense. We say the F word all damn time.
Fuck you, beer!
Fuck you, beer! We got another... F word.
It's a flap.
Flop.
All right. Sex in space could be deadly.
What?
Oh, no. In a new study that's sure to make everyone's world just a little darker, scientists had discovered that sex in space could lead to severe health problems and life-threatening illnesses, disease, and cancer included.
Allegedly.
Specifically, the study wanted to look at how zero gravity would affect the reproduction process. And since sperm cells and plants are delivered in an egg, just like in human baby making, scientists are able to apply the results to our own reproductive processes. So
why would it might be deadly to have sex in space? I didn't get that.
I think what it means is that we might not be able to reproduce, so then that war would be deadly because we wouldn't be able to reproduce other.
It would eventually
die out. Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
I don't
understand the science on that. How have they determined that?
They use this plant cell that the way that they reproduce is the same way that humans, by inserting a sperm into an egg.
Yeah, but it's a little different.
Yeah, it could be.
Compared to plants. So they should actually just let two people bang it out on the International Space Station. Who are, you know, two people that are wanting to get pregnant and see what happens. Yes?
I agree. Researchers already knew humans, animals, and plants have evolved in response to Earth's gravity, and they are able to sense it. What we are still discovering is how the process occurred within the cell of the human and plant bodies are affected by the more intense gravity or hypergravity.
Great.
That would be found on a large planet. But either way, like it just said there, I think we would just evolve and be able to do it anyways.
But that seems like a big evolution. That could take a while. And a lot of people would die in the process.
It's fine. So people die. A lot of people die anyways.
No, I'm saying I don't know how you would do that. Because you would have to actually already have a space base somewhere where a lot of people are. Not just the International Space Station. Because only a couple people could fit in there. I mean, an actual, like a Mars colony type of thing. Or a moon colony.
I don't know. We'll see. I think it will be fine. I think that they can have sex.
You think? You're the scientist,
I
guess.
So smart. All right. And our last story here real quick is...
Why?
Number of U.S. gun makers refusing sales to government in firearms equality movement triples in 2 weeks.
Ooh.
On February 22nd, RightView reported that a growing number of firearm companies have suspended the sale of guns to states, counties, cities, and municipals.
Municipals
that restrict their citizens' rights to own them. In just 2 weeks, the number of companies participating in what has been named the firearms equality movement has more than tripled from 34 companies to 118. The police loophole lists every company and links to the statements that each have released regarding their new policies.
So they're not selling guns to government employees?
Essentially, yep.
That's awesome. That's the way to do it. The government's trying to take our guns.
So here are the list of states that are included.
If we're selling guns, don't let the government buy them. Government employees. Say, fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to try and restrict our gun ownership.
Then we'll do it to you, too.
Our own property. It's a property ownership, private property issue. That's what a gun is.
Here are the states that are involved in the no-sell policy. California, Hawaii, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, Washington, D.C., and
the California city doesn't sell to people either.
Privacy. And the city of Chicago, Illinois. Those are all the cities that are participating.
Nobody can buy guns in Chicago.
And Washington, D.C. is one of those, too. That's funny.
If you want to be a criminal. If you buy a gun, you're a criminal. That's it.
Hmm.
If you sell a gun, you're a criminal.
That's the news. I'm Sarah Renee. And go catch yourself a leprechaun. I've never heard that part.
It plays every damn
time. I know,
time.
I don't pay attention.
Oh, shit. All right, well, we got to take a break. What's our first song?
Our first song is some Irish song that I don't know.
It is called Drink Some More, and it's by The Real McKenzies. Let's go to break.
The Real McCoy? Just kidding.
Break.
Like a squid up a door, and I drag me back to me job. Not a break, but a back, kicking balls to the wall. Down a mile in a hole, moving mountains of coal. Boy, here's to head, it's ringing my bell. Sing a song, bang a gong, acting that would be good to be bad. Swinging a sledge, I drink to ignore how sad is crap by the whiskey in me. And I ain't even whacked. Now I know how it feels for the rat on the wheel to run for the cheese. So we drink and we drink and we drink some more. And the only thing better than drinking for me is when I'm drinking with you, and we're drinking for free, and we drink and we drink and we drink some more. I feel drunk and tight, just a wee bit tipsy tonight. It's the best that I've had, but I pinch on my kid. Will you call me a cab? Will you call me a cab? For now I must go to a cab, but time for a heave and a hoe, and tonight it was good to be bad. So we drink and we drink and we drink some. For me when I'm drinking with you, and we're drinking for free.
shot.
All right, so that was the Real McKenzies. Drink some more.
Good song.
Woo! All right. So do you have some stuff for us?
Cool news show!
I do indeed. First up, nanoparticles loaded with bee venom kill HIV.
What? Oh, remember I talked about that baby last time that had got cured?
Yes. I don't think this has anything to do with that. Nanoparticles carrying a toxin found in bee venom can destroy human immune efficiency virus. I don't know how to say all that. HIV, anyways. While leaving surrounding cells unharmed. Researchers at Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis have shown the finding is an important step toward developing a vaginal gel that may prevent the spread of HIV, the virus that causes AIDS.
Oh, geez.
I love vaginas.
Our hope is that in places where HIV is running rampant, people could use this gel as a preventive measure to stop the initial infection. Bee venom contains a potent toxin called melanin, I don't know, that can poke holes in the protective envelope that surrounds HIV and other viruses. Large amounts of free melanin can cause a lot of damage, including killing tumor cells. Bee venom kills HIV, apparently.
If you get stung by a bee, then you're good?
Only in your vagina.
Okay. So I get a bee stung in my vagina.
Cool shit!
MIT cheetah robot rivals running animals in efficiency. A 70-pound cheetah robot designed by MIT researchers may soon outpace its animal counterparts in running efficiency. In treadmill tests, the researchers have found that the robot, about the size and weight of an actual cheetah, wastes very little energy as it trots continuously for up to an hour and a half at 5 miles per hour. The key to the robot's streamlined stride, lightweight electric motors set into its shoulders that produces high torque with very little heat wasted. The motors can be programmed to quickly adjust the robot's leg stiffness and damping ratio or cushioning in response to outside forces such as a push or a change in terrain. Now, it said 5 miles per hour. That's not fast. Cheetah's running like 70.
Yeah, but for a robot.
Okay, but it's the efficiency of running. It just can run for long periods of time.
Yeah.
Obviously, because it doesn't get tired. It's a machine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, this isn't that cool.
It's cool that they have technology that can do that. So, it is cool.
Kind of cool.
So,
cool shit!
Teeth have been grown from gum cells, which may make dentures obsolete.
Oh, I want to listen to this. Not that I have dentures, but I know a lot of people that do.
Oh, yes, you do. Yes, you do. Don't lie to them.
Okay.
You have dentures.
I do.
Pull them out.
Ah.
Right now.
I just pull them out.
Now gum my dick.
Ew. Oh, ooh.
What? You saying ooh to my dick?
Ooh, no. Just go. Keep talking. Keep going. Keep reading.
A team of British researchers. Don't the Brits have the worst teeth?
Yes. I just put
okay,
my teeth.
Okay, British researchers have successfully grown a tooth from human gum tissue, which might make false teeth a thing of the past. The scientists from King's College London took human... Oh, my God.
Epithelial cells.
Epithelia cells from the gums of volunteers, cultured them in the lab to grow a larger sample, then mixed them with mesenchyme cells from mice, which effectively told the epithelial cells what to grow into. The cells were then transplanted into mice and grown into hybrid human mice teeth, which had very viable roots as well as the hard structure that we're familiar with. The results are published in the Journal of Dental Research, Professor Paul Sharp, one of the researchers, explained to the BBC, this advance here is we have, oh my God, do they not know how to talk?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know how to say that. That is not right. This advanced here is we have identified.
Who cares? Keep going.
Are you kidding me? This is completely stupid.
Well, anyway,
I don't even know what they're trying to say because that's completely not a sentence.
Okay.
This advanced here is we have identified. What?
I don't know. A cell population you could do whatever with.
This advanced here is we have identified.
It doesn't make sense, but move on.
That's what I'm saying. This is not. Oh, my God. I can't even read this. We are now working to try and identify a simple way of getting mesenchyme. The next major challenge is to identify a way to culture adult human mesenchymal cells to be tooth-inducing, as at the moment, we can only make embryonic mesenchymal cells to do this. The obvious long-term goal is to develop the science into a technique which is both reliable and affordable enough to become a replacement for regular dental implants. The researchers think that could be feasible within the next 10 to 15 years, though, so better try and keep possession of your originals for a while longer.
So it's not maybe for like 10 to 15 years before they develop this.
That's their guess, but if technology starts booming and the state gets the fuck out, it could come along much quicker.
Cool this shit!
All right, what's next?
Google wants to replace all your passwords with a ring. The world's largest search engine is now experimenting with jewelry that would eliminate the need to remember dozens of passwords. As part of research into doing away with typed passwords, Google has built rings that not only adorn a finger, but also can be used to log into a computer or online account. The search and ad company first revealed its plan to put an end to passwords in an academic paper published online in January. The effort focused on having people plug a small USB key that provides their credentials into a computer. The possibility of using special jewelry was mentioned in that paper. At the RSA Security Conference in San Francisco last month, a principal engineer at Google who specializes in security became the first person at Google to speak in public about the research. He said that using personal hardware to log in would remove the dangers of people reusing passwords or writing them down. He also thought people would feel some familiarity with the approach. Everyone is familiar with an ATM. What if you could use the same experience with a computer? No longer do you need to remember all the damn passwords. And, you know, it's like different sites do different things where they're like, they force you to throw a number in there or a capital letter, you know.
So it makes it harder for you to remember.
Yeah, it's hard to remember all the goddamn passwords. I have like so many different passwords for so many different things. It'd be so much easier if I just had something that I could just plug in there and then boom, I log on. It would be way easier.
Sorry, I was taking a drink.
No thoughts?
No, I agree, but it'd also be dangerous. What if you lose that ring?
I'm sure there are ways to secure that.
That's all I was thinking.
What happens when you lose your password?
I don't lose my password, so.
Well, then don't lose your ring. All right, we watch anything?
No, of course not. We don't watch anything.
We watched a couple things.
Blockbusters!
All right, so the first thing that we watched was called Rise of the Guardians.
Animated film from 2012.
And it gets a 7.3 out of 10 on IMDb.
74% on the tomato meter by the critics. Audience gives it 82%.
It is about when the evil spirit Pitch launches an assault on Earth. The immortal guardians team up to protect the innocent of children all around the world.
Who are the immortal guardians?
They are Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, the Sandman, Tinkerbell, and Jack Frost.
And Alec Baldwin is the voice of Santa Claus.
Which you, I didn't realize that one.
Hugh Jackman is the voice of the Easter Bunny.
Yep. Who is the Sandman? Oh, the Sandman doesn't talk.
Nope.
Tinkerbell
is... Jude Law is the evil Pitch. Mm-hmm. Black, dark, whatever.
Yep.
And Jack Frost is Chris Pine.
So they have a lot of big names in it. And it was cute. I liked it. I thought it was cute.
It was a decent movie.
It was I mean, for an animated, it was cute.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it too. The next one we watched was Lay the Favorite. And this had Bruce Willis in it. And it gets a 4.7 out of 10 on IMDb. And the movie had is about ex-private dancer Beth aspires to be a Las Vegas cocktail waitress when she falls with Dink, a sports gambler. Sparks fly as she proves to be something of a gambling prodigy, much to the ire of Dick's wife, Tulip.
Something I want to mention about this movie, that chick, the main chick, the ex-dancer Beth, I didn't like her acting. She was a little
weird,
and yeah, I didn't like that.
Well, the other actor, the wife, is Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yes,
his wife is Catherine Zeta-Jones.
But the main chick is not. She's silly, weird. I didn't like her acting at all. And overall, I wasn't a big fan of this movie.
Neither was a lot of other people. They only got a 4.7. So.
What about you?
I thought it was all right, but I don't think we even finished watching it because you were like,
Vince Vaughn showed up at a certain point. What's his name? Pacey.
Oh, yeah. I brought that up. Yeah. From Dawson's Creek.
You didn't bring that up. That was lost.
Oh, sorry. Dawson's Creek.
We had a malfunction of the iMac. You guys won't actually hear that, but everything just completely shut down as we started this movie. It was crazy. Anyways, next.
Next one is, what is it? Arbitrage?
Arbitrage?
Yeah, Arbitrage. It's not coming up on mine, though. Maybe because I'm spelling it wrong.
You may be spelling it wrong. I don't know. I told you how to spell it.
You spelled it wrong. You spelled it wrong.
I did not.
Arbitrage, it gets a 6.7 out of 10 on IMDb.
I have it spelled exactly right.
All
right,
who cares?
And that's how I told you.
Anyway, it's about a troubled hedge fund desperate to complete the sale of his trading empire and makes an error that forces him to turn to an unlikely person for help.
And this is from 2012. I do not have the Rotten Tomatoes up, and I'm not going to bring that up for anything else because I'm weary that maybe Rotten Tomatoes is what destroyed the iMac earlier.
It has Richard Gere and Susan
Sarandon.
Yeah, in it. It was all right. It was your typical dirty businessman.
Yeah, he's basically
stuff.
A corrupt high class business dude, and he kills someone, and he's trying to, you know, not get in trouble for that. Basically.
But
I guess. I don't know.
It was all right.
I didn't watch
the ending
a lot
sucked.
Of it.
The ending sucked.
I was in and out of the house doing things, important things like cooking meat, cooking animals.
It's all right. I said the ending sucked. I don't know if you saw the ending, but it did not go well with me. Next movie we watched was Consuming Kids. The Commercialization of Childhood. I did not watch this, but it's from 2008. And what does it get, Ryan?
7.8 on IMDb. Once again, I'm not bringing up Rotten Tomatoes.
Consuming Kids throws desperately needed light on the practices of relentless multi-billion-dollar market machine that now sells kids and their parents everything from junk food to whatever. So
it's a super hardcore lefty film. It's very liberal. Mostly, you know, blaming everything on these big, huge corporations for, you know, designing their ads around children to try and sell things to children so that children beg their parents to buy whatever it is. Which, I understand it's probably true. It's mostly true. But these big, huge corporations wouldn't even exist without the state. So, once again, it's another one of those movies where it doesn't even acknowledge the state. The state is what, you know, allows for these monopolies or these corporations, these huge corporations. You wouldn't have them if there were no state. It's impossible. The only way to become that is to go through the state. And they never mention anything about that at all. All it is just fuck the corporations. Stop, you know, trying to sell shit to the kids. No, if kids want the shit and they are able to talk their parents into getting it, then I don't see the problem. Maybe the parents should be a little more
conscious.
Yeah, of what the hell they're getting the kids into. That's a parent issue. It's not, who cares about the corporations? Yes, they're bad. Yes, they're huge and rich and profit off of everybody. But what allows them to do that? What allows them to not pay the taxes that everybody else is forced to pay? What allows them to receive your tax money when they need bailed out?
Yep.
That should never happen. If a company is failing, then the company fails. That's it. Who does that? Who saves them? That's the state. They steal the money from you. They give it to the big corporations and the big banks. And they build things that go boom and drop it on human beings with your money. That's the ultimate evil. The evil is the state. The evil is not the corporations.
All right. And next one we watched was from the UFC. We watched that fight last night. And it was against GSP and Nate Diaz.
They were the main event for the belt. And GSP, once again,
won,
held on to his belt. But Nick Diaz, at the end of the fight, was saying how he doesn't know if he's going to be doing this anymore. But apparently there's a bigger story. Nick Diaz said that he doesn't pay taxes after his latest loss. American welterweight Nick Diaz says he has never paid taxes. This is making Nick Diaz, it's making me like Nick Diaz a lot more after hearing this. The revelation came after he talked about how poor his preparations were for UFC 158, a lopsided loss to champion George St. Pierre on Saturday night at the Bell Center. Diaz was asked whether he was considering changing fight camps. I can't be jumping teams. I just have to invest a little bit more now that I have a little bit more money. The 29-year-old from Stockton, California said, "You know what? I've never paid taxes in my life. I'm probably going to go to jail." What? Nobody wants to hear about that. Nobody wants to hear that kind of talk or what's really going on with me, he said. I might as well be a kid. I've had fight after fight after fight after fight. You don't know what that does to somebody that didn't graduate high school. You don't understand. Diaz said in the cage after the fight that he has retired. He didn't necessarily say that. I watched this. He said, "I don't know if I want to do this anymore." He didn't actually say he retired. I don't know why they're saying that. Only to join the post-fight news conference midway through to say he wanted a rematch with George St. Pierre, or possibly Carlos Condit. Nick Diaz has been in the game for a long time. If you saw his paycheck tonight, you wouldn't feel too sad for him, said President Dana White. At the end of the day, Nick has been in the sport forever. He wanted a shot at the title. He got a shot at the title, and he got paid a lot of money for it. What's sad is he better go pay those taxes as soon as he gets that check. That's what Dana White, I think, said. Doesn't actually say who said that.
Hmm.
Wait, White said he may speak to Diaz's lawyer to see if he can help. So that's kind of sad that Dana White would say that. If the dude doesn't want to pay for dropping bombs on people, then he shouldn't do it. This dude's a hero now, in my eyes. I like Nick Diaz a lot better, even. Just because of this. He's withholding his taxes.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Not giving in. I would like to know more, like, why he's doing that. I doubt if it's, like, a principled sort of stance against the government, but still, just who curious. Cares? I mean, it's his damn money. He shouldn't have to pay shit to the state. But nobody else will think that way. We're one of the few that will feel that way.
Mm-hmm. So. The next thing we watched was Mad Men. We finished that last season.
Season 5.
Yeah. And it gets, yeah, man, I probably said this before in the past episode, it's an 8.7 out of 10. But apparently the new season starts on April 7th. So.
Season 6, and yeah. It's the final season.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Oh.
It will be the last one that they are doing, yes.
So, yes, it begins on April 7th then. It's a 2-hour season premiere.
I enjoy the show. It's no, you know, Walking Dead or Breaking Bad, but it's...
It's entertaining, yeah, to say the least.
It's all right.
So, anyways, go ahead and check out drunkonliberty.com.
You can drunk dial us, 623-505-6375. Leave us that crazy drunken message. You can follow us on the Twitter. Like us on the Facebook page.
Also, check out the G+, as well as donate to the donate button that is on the website. If you
click the shit out of that donate button.
If you don't want to hit that, just go to the Amazon banner and buy shit.
And we will accept Bitcoins. You can also click the shit out of that Fleshlight banner or the Adam and Eve banner or the Stateless Sweets. Also, go to iTunes. Rate and review us on iTunes and Stitcher Smart Radio as well.
Alright, so what is our last song here for this evening? Do you know?
Our last song is another little Irish ditty.
Who's it by?
By Gaelic Storm, and it's called Nancy Whiskey.
Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey, 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 Nancy, oh.
Hey.
Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey, 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 Nancy, oh.
I am a weaver, a Carlton weaver. I am a brush and a roving blade. I got silver in my breeches and I follow the roving trade.
Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey, 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 Nancy, oh. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey, 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 Nancy, oh.
I went into Glasgow City, Nancy whiskey, I did smell. I walked in, sat down beside her. 7 long years, I loved her well.
Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey, 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 Nancy, oh. Whiskey, whiskey.
Biscayne and Tea, whiskey, whiskey, Biscayne and Tea, oh.
The more I kissed her, the more I knew her, the more I loved her, the more she smiled.
I forgot my mother's teaching, Nancy soon had me beguiled.
Whiskey, Biscayne and Tea, whiskey, whiskey, Biscayne and Tea, oh. Whiskey, Biscayne and Tea, whiskey, whiskey, Biscayne and Tea, oh.
Woke up early in the morning, lying halfway off the bed.
Tried to rise, but I was not able, Nancy damn near knocked me dead. Whiskey, Biscayne and Tea, whiskey, whiskey, Biscayne and Tea, oh. Whiskey, Biscayne and Tea, whiskey, whiskey, Biscayne and Tea, oh.
I'll gang back to the Carlton Weave and surely make those shallows fly. I'll make more of the Carlton Weave than ever I did at the Roving Way.
Whiskey, Biscayne and Tea, whiskey, Biscayne and Tea, oh. Whiskey, Biscayne and Tea, whiskey, Biscayne and Tea, oh.
All you weavers, Carlton Weavers, all you weavers, where you be?
Beware of whiskey, Nancy, whiskey, she ruin you, she ruin me. Whiskey, Biscayne and Tea, whiskey, Biscayne and Tea, oh. Whiskey, Biscayne and Tea, whiskey, Biscayne and Tea, oh. Whiskey, Biscayne and Tea, whiskey, Biscayne, oh. Whiskey, Biscayne and Tea, whiskey, Biscayne and Tea, oh. Whiskey, Biscayne and Tea, whiskey, Biscayne and Tea, oh. Whiskey, Biscayne and Tea, whiskey, Biscayne and Tea, oh. Whiskey, Biscayne and Tea, whiskey, Biscayne and Tea, oh.
Hey, Sarah Renee, there is a rainbow.
Yes, I see it.
Yeah, what's going on over there?
I don't know. Maybe we should follow it. What do you think is the end?
Let's go check.
What do you think? Thump, 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 thump.
Oh, my God. It's colored poop. Peace out, drunk.
Peace.